John Hoshite with you once again on WRMJ's Mercer County Relay for Life Radiothon. We're going to go back to New Windsor again here. Nancy Olson is now joined us here in the studio. She's a team participant of the Calvary Lutheran Church in New Windsor Relay for Life team. I know Calvary Lutheran Church is very active, Nancy, and what got you involved?
My sister had breast cancer when she was 38, and she battled it for 5 years, and went through a bone marrow transplant and that, and passed away at 42. And so anything that we could get involved in to help cure cancer or find some way to help families not go through this, I've tried to do.
Yeah, and as they say, boy, that's way too young. That had to have been tough news for your sister to get and for you to hear about, and then just dealing with all of that.
Yeah, after the 5 years, they kept telling her, the one doctor did, that tamoxifen was coming on. It was a new drug that they were trying and that. And I was with her when she went up, one of her last doctor visits, and she asked him about that. And he says, you really don't qualify for it.
Mm-hmm.
And then at that time, I watched that doctor not look at my sister one bit and not touch her when she told him she had pain. And a couple of months later, she was gone. So, let's see, what am I?
So he kind of knew that things weren't going.
Yeah, he knew things weren't, but he never told her.
Right, yeah.
So, and I don't think that's fair to families. And if there's a drug out there, well, it turned out tamoxifen. I volunteered for a 5-year study through the STAR program to take rimoxifen or tamoxifen to see which one helped prevent cancer from occurring. And when my daughter, her first bout with breast cancer, that's the medicine she went on. So in the time frame, 40 years or so,
right,
they came up, the drug proved good. But she went 5 years, and breast cancer came back in her other side. And that was a year ago. And in the meantime, my daughter-in-law had breast cancer, and now she's on tamoxifen also. So between that, and I come from a family where my dad had prostate cancer and then eventually had leiomyosarcoma, a rare cancer. So being with him is last month. It's a drain on families. You think I'm strong and I can get through it, but when you watch a family member go through it, it's pretty tough.
Yeah, I can only imagine. And I know Calvary Lutheran Church does a lot of different activities to raise money for Relay for Life.
We do. We made pies. We did a raffle for pies one time. So the person that won got a pie baked for him, whatever day he wanted, whatever kind he wanted. We hope to get back to it, a third Monday breakfast for the community. And we take each month, we either give it away to somebody that's in need, or we do it for breast cancer or for a special Christmas activity that we're doing. So, but breast cancer, any cancer in our church is pretty predominant, I think, if you really started talking to families.
Yeah. Well, listen, we appreciate you stopping by today and filling us in on your story. It's quite a story, that's for sure, and you've certainly been affected by it. So I know you are big on the importance of Relay for Life and fighting this disease.
The first time I was able to attend, because I retired and I didn't have to work Saturdays, but when attend and go through the walk, Luminary Walk,
right,
pretty powerful.
Yes, it is. I've done that myself, and I know what you're talking about. So
yep.
Very good. Well, listen, Nancy, thank you very much. Nancy Olson with the Calvary Lutheran Church Relay for Life team, kind of giving you her story. And once again, you can help us out here by calling 582-5626. That's 582-5626. Make a pledge. Let's see if we can beat last year's number. And we'll go from there. Nancy, again, thank you very much for stopping in.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right, let's go back to
soybeans and corn.